The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For so many people, I would see.
I saw
Lady Gaga in the parking lot. I saw Liza freaking Minnelli. Okay. Decked out in sequins, head to toe. What is up, friends? Welcome back to another episode of hopefully maybe your newest favorite podcast, Overshare. I'm Jaws, joined by my girl, Lils. Hi. How are you?
You know, I'm okay. I was just telling you and our producer off camera that if you could see what my face looked underneath my makeup right now.
Well, whew. I feel like we should.
It's been a rough
then in that week. Case, we should just jump right into the show with our Over It. So, Over It.
What she said.
Okay, so Lil, we have had this ongoing discussion between the two of us about maskne and skincare during COVID and breakouts. And even I, who have had like always pretty decent skin.
You're like, I who have
flawless
skin.
Well, no, I've had to go
the
because the thing is like, I don't play anymore. Ever since I had acne as a teenager and went to the dermatologist and got medication and everything. Now, if I have an issue, I'm really fortunate to have healthcare. So I just freaking go straight to the dermatologist and like solve my problems.
See, and I think the reason I don't is because I didn't have acne growing up. So I like it's not my instinct to be like, oh, something's wrong. I need to go to the dermatologist. And I feel like I'm so bad about going to the doctor anyway, that it's just another appointment to make. But Melissa was just telling us that you can do like a virtual fit. What was apostrophe?
Yes, apostrophe. But there's also, have you heard of Forward? I've never used any of these services, but they're all like,
no, I was like, no, but I need to call all of them immediately.
You honestly should, seriously, because I feel like they're going to solve your problems.
It'll be like my skin gets, because I've been very consistent about my skincare routine, and I've been using the how do you pronounce it? CeraVe.
And that's at the grocery store. That's at CVS. That's super affordable.
It is actually a little pricey sometimes. I feel
really?
Like I'll get like a tub of. I mean, it lasts forever, but like you'll get like a tub of something, and it's like $25. I think I've also just bought like every product they have. Also. Fun surprise, I had like a pile of random boxes in the corner of my apartment, and one of them was a PR box from them.
Oh, so they know about you.
But it's from like over a year ago.
Oh, well, I'm that like, stuff does oh, not, it doesn't go thanks. Bad. So you should just still use it. So are you saying that you're over what exactly?
Oh, acne in general, but also I guess I'm over my inability to do something about it, because I've been literally, I think it's been for the last 6 months, at least 1 week out of the month, my face is like, I can't do anything because, and people are like, oh, it's not noticeable. This isn't like a zit. It's like, literally I'll look in the mirror. I'm like, what is going on? It's like the zits are trying to escape from my face. Like I've never, I'll have a cluster of like 20 of them.
That's wild. So, honestly, I 10 out of 10 recommend going to the dermatologist and doing the apostrophe thing, because I didn't even know that existed until today.
And we've been amazing. Over that. I think mine is related to my back. It's usually when something like my neck or spine, like upper spine's out of place. I think, I don't know if it's like releasing stress hormones or
absolutely
something going on. But basically, I feel like I need like, I don't, a topical, like random, like me just moisturizing isn't going to do something, because I think it's coming from within.
Yes. And you need to get to the core of the issue and like take some vitamins or pills or whatever they prescribe. Maybe you need an antibiotic.
Everyone's like, change your diet. I'm like, actually, it's not that bad.
Fun fact is that sometimes I can't think of anything new that I'm over, because I feel like just in general, I'm over the same things. Like, for example, I'm not going to go deep into this, but what the F is wrong with people that are still fighting the mask thing? Like, are you serious? I don't know. I can't deal with that. I also can't deal with the fact that COVID cases keep going up. I feel like my blood's starting to boil. So I'm going to talk about something much more shallow, which is the fact that I'm very over paper straws. Okay. Listen, you know, and anyone who knows me knows that I have been using reusable straws for many, many years.
Yes.
Namely,
you're a pioneer in environmental beverage drinking.
I'm a pioneer in the straw community. I started using straws exclusively for all beverages because why whiten your teeth and then drink coffee or wine? It makes no sense. So probably about 15 years ago, I started exclusively drinking through straws and very quickly was like, this feels kind of wasteful. This is like before people were talking as much as they do now about trying to be sustainable with your lifestyle. And also it was just like, why am I spending all this money on straws? So I started getting really deep into the metal and glass straw movement. But however, I don't always have my straw with me. Okay. Like some days I'm out and about.
You don't have a carrying case? Just pop it in your purse.
Interestingly, I just bought one on Amazon. It's very, very cute. Okay. I will link to it in the show notes here because it's very aesthetic and you can like attach it to your backpack. It's really cute. Oh. Anyways, but that's what I'm talking about.
For when you go to school.
I'm talking about the fact that when you go to like a place like Erewhon or some sort of juice bar and you get a smoothie, you don't really want to drink like a clumpy, thick smoothie, just like this, because it's going to get all over your face. So I always ask for a straw and I'm happy that they provide paper straws, but they're pointless. They're absolutely pointless. They immediately wilt. And then you start like actually almost eating the straw. So I feel as though for my next investment, I mean, my first investment in an invention, I should invent like an elevated paper straw. Do you know anyone that can help me do that?
No. And then I also bought you your glass straws, your new ones for, did you bring those home?
They are at my house at home. I'm currently in an Airbnb that I have decorated. If you're watching the video version of this, you can see some decorative items behind me, including a Christmas tree that I built. I did a little dollar store DIY. Can you see that? I built that Christmas tree out of 5 Christmas trees. I stacked them all together. And I'm basically a millennial Martha Stewart at this point because I've just been doing crafting and turning this place into like Santa's village. But here's the thing. I realized why Santa only works one day a year. Because it's too effing tiring. Okay. Santa is tired after one day and he needs the rest of the year off. But and I get it after this. That's true. Like Buddy. Oh, anyways, as you guys know, if you listen to this show, this is a segment where we are now inviting you to join the party by calling our phone number and leaving us a voicemail 3 minutes or less with something that you are over. And I'm very excited to hear what our listener has to share this week. So,
you know, vent your feelings. Let's roll the tape.
Roll the tape.
Hi, Lily and Jocelyn. I'm Rebecca, and I just wanted to share something I'm super over. And I know the last few of these calls have been super deep, and I appreciate it, but I have one that is not deep, and I'm sure it's just a pet peeve thing, and I'm not sure if everyone deals with this, but I'm so over parents saying that their kids are, like, in months after 12 months. Like, I get before 12 months, you know, they've only been on Earth for literally, like, 5 months. But, like, after 12 months, it's like, come on. Your kid is a year old. Like, I don't, like, when parents are like, oh, my God, my daughter is 14 months. I'm like, no, Sarah, your daughter is 1 year old. I don't go around saying I'm 216 months. So, I don't know. It's like a huge eye roll moment for me. And, yeah, that would be, like, something I'm super over right now because I don't want to have to do division and multiplication every time I meet your kid, you know? I don't know. Anyways, I really love the podcast and I'm always listening. And I love you guys. Bye.
Oh my gosh, I love this person.
I definitely said that before. I also feel like it applies to when people are pregnant and it in weeks.
I was thinking the same thing.
Too much. I'm like, 30 weeks? What is that? I don't even know. I'm like, is that too much?
I relate so much. I was literally, Lily, we have like an identical brain because as she was talking and I was like, I absolutely agree. Just like, I'm not over here like saying I'm 3,000 months old or whatever. Like it's way too confusing. And on the flip of that, like when people are like, oh, I'm, you know, 37 weeks pregnant. I'm like, so like trying to do like, when is the baby coming in 2 years? 9 months?
Yeah. Like it's too much. I'm like, just give me like actually tell me. And I guess the reason I feel like people refer to age in months would be like, cause I'm not super familiar with children. So, but like when Melissa's laughing at me that like, that a few months does make a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
In like size slash also like brain development. So like saying they're two when they're like a few months before or like after two, I guess like, yeah, but yeah, also like not to me, not to like normal people. I feel like say that to other moms. Sure. If you want to, I don't know.
I agree. I think it's really, really weird. And I guess like some of it is stuff that you don't think about or care about unless you're in that situation. But I'm telling you, Lily, right now, if I have a kid and I try any of this BS, if I try the months, the weeks, and most importantly, if I try to throw some sort of sex or gender reveal, please lock me up, okay? Because I hate those things so much. And I get that they make good videos for YouTubers, but beyond that, I'm just like, get out of town with this business. I can't deal with it.
I have a request for when you do.
What?
To just tell me what you need.
For the baby?
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. I feel like I'm probably seem like the worst friend ever with my friend's kids. Cause like, I always thought I'd be like a real, like the fun aunt that brings the cool presents. No, because I literally, I'm like, what do you buy them? I don't know. I'm like, what, how big is it? Isn't it going to grow out of everything?
Lily, it's obviously 47,000 weeks old. Okay. And everyone knows.
And that's what stresses me out even more. Cause you go to fucking Babies R Us and everything is in weeks. And I'm like, this is too overwhelming. Bye. And then usually they have whatever I end up getting them.
I always recommend getting something weird, like a weird book. I love a good book.
My sister always recommends books.
I always do a book. And then I also have a friend who is having a baby next month around Christmas. So naturally, I got her an elf costume, you know, for the baby because that just felt right.
Mine might be having it after, though, and it feels like...
Oh,
January might be a weird time to be an elf.
Then you're basically screwed. Get that baby like an Easter bunny costume or something and call it a day. At any rate, you guys, if you want to call in and be a part of the show, we would absolutely love to hear from you. We're going to leave the phone number in the show notes because I forgot to pull it up on my laptop and I don't yet know it by heart, but it is It's a 562 area code and I'm going to really work on memorizing it so that I don't have to have it on my computer screen. But we love hearing from you guys because...
Do you still remember like your... sorry to interrupt, like ADD today, that like your phone numbers growing up and like, I remember my best friends. Yeah.
Yeah. I also remember my home address from when I was a child.
I've moved several times. So I remember all of them,
but I'm going to be real with you.
Can't remember what I did yesterday.
Not memorize Chris's phone number until after we got married. And he was like, do you know what my phone number is? And
I was like, weird that you would memorize it now.
I did just because I was like, well, what if it's an emergency? What if I'm somewhere and I can't call him? I don't know anyone's phone numbers.
I know. My mom's, my sister's. I actually know Sarah from college because she used to, like, we always had a joke that we would give out her other friend's number. So I feel like I always had to know hers too. But I feel like you haven't had to memorize numbers in so long.
No,
like,
and the
like
only
Megan's,
no.
I don't know. Yours, I don't know.
The only phone number that I still do have memorized is my sister's. And that's because we have both had the same phone number since we got our first cell phones when we were 18. And when I was in my 20s and when I was single and a man would ask for my phone number and I just didn't feel like dealing with like saying no, thank you. I would just always give him my sister's number. And to this day, if people ask for my number and I don't want to give it, I give them Allie's phone number. She's so mad, but I've done it for like 20 years. So
is it weird that I like always just give them my phone number?
No, because also,
then you just ignore them.
Yeah. Sometimes you just say, no, thank you. Please
go
away.
I don't answer the phone anyway. So I'm like, what? They're going to text. I'm like, I do have a few that like I gave it out of like, just go away. Here it is. And then I'll get like 10 texts over the next few months. I'm like, you didn't give up after two?
You know, you have to really like give them a hand for like consistency.
Persistence. Yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of LA, today for the topic of the show, we are going to be discussing something that is so LA, so ridiculous, and it is our random celebrity encounters and experiences. Are you ready to jump in?
I was saying to Joss yesterday that like, if you scroll, like I'll scroll through my Instagram and I'm like, I used to do so many things. Like, it's just like, oh, then you were there. Then you were there. Then you were at this event. Then you went to this part. Now I'm like, what if I, like, I went on a trip recently that was like 3 days. That was like the only thing I've done in 8 months.
Well, I think that's the life everybody's living, honestly, is that I look back at my Instagram and I was like in a different country every week. And now
I think it's the traveling that was eye-opening, but also the celebrities that are randomly in pictures that I'm like, we used to get to do that.
Yeah. So let's just jump right in, Lil. Okay. So for people who are listening to this podcast and might not be familiar with our backgrounds, Lily and I met working our career backgrounds. Lily and I met working at Clever, and most of my career has been as an entertainment news, like journalist or host or whatever you want to call it. So because of that, I naturally have interviewed and been around a lot of like very big celebrities over the years. But however, just living in LA, and I know it's really like kind of silly and people probably already imagine this, there are just like random celebrities everywhere all the time. Don't you feel like that?
Well, yeah, because it's funny. Like when I worked at Clever, yeah, there were celebrities that I guess would occasionally come in, but also like we didn't have like A-listers coming into the studio. Usually if you were interviewing like big people, it's because you went somewhere. So I wasn't necessarily along for those rides, but like, I feel like most of the people that I've met are just like from being like in LA and being like celebrity adjacent.
Absolutely. And I think it's like probably kind of hilarious to think about, but like, imagine if you lived in like a farming community, you would just meet farmers everywhere. But we live in the, you know, capital of the entertainment industry. So it would naturally make sense that there are
to meet other people from the entertainment industry.
They're just like us. Actually, recently a lot. Before COVID especially, do you know who Alicia Cuthbert is? She was like a big, yeah. I see her at the grocery store literally all the time. And I even scoped out what was in her cart, and she's a big fan of almond milk. Just want to throw that out there.
So along like, with everyone else in LA.
So she's someone that I feel like I kind of see around regularly or like in workout classes. Oh my gosh. Kobe Smulders is in my Pilates class like all the time.
Really?
And I would just be like, oh my gosh.
These are cool people. One thing I think is that in LA, a lot of the time you don't necessarily, like, I'm sure I'm around, like I'll probably pass people in the grocery store, but not realize one because we have masks on now, but two, I'm just not really paying attention. Right. Who did I saw, what's her name? The sister in This Is Us.
Oh yeah. I don't know her name in real life.
Chrissy Metz.
Yes. Chrissy Metz. That's right.
Kristen, Maxie and I went to, one of your juice places, Creation.
Oh, yeah.
So Kristen was getting something. I was not. But, so I was like sitting there waiting and she walked in and I'm like, and rarely do I say anything.
Oh, there's I never only, say anything.
I ever. Would say no. I can only think of two times coming to mind that I've asked for a picture or something. I think it's,
well, there's
and one
of
time, them I was very drunk.
There's one time in particular, and I don't know which specific story you're going to overshare today, but if it's not the Zac Efron story, when you miss the opportunity of a lifetime to become his next lady friend, where you could have literally made out with him on the spot because he was clearly very interested in you and you were in a confined space with him, a very confined
space. This escalated quickly, but
I'm telling you, Zefron was there for it and you could have served it up and you didn't. You missed that opportunity.
Or should I tell the story?
You should tell the story. Roll the tape, Lil.
So basically, when we were still working at Clever, in our old office, the parent company for Clever was Defy. So it was like relatively big building. And then we had the whole second floor. So there's a parking garage that has three levels. And I think I had parked on like P2 and get in the elevator. So I have to go P2, P1, first floor, second floor. when I get in at, did he get in after? I'm like, I get in at P2. I think he gets in at P1 because also this parking garage, you could park there if you were going to, was it like the Audi dealership was down the street or something?
There's a ton of businesses.
And there's like a doctor or something in that building too. So he parks on P1, he's with a friend and they get on the elevator, and I lived less than a mile away from the office. So typically when I was going in, I had woken up 10 minutes prior. So I'm like not really paying attention. Also, usually I know everyone in the building, or if I don't know them, it's not Zac Efron. So I don't have to be paying attention. This time, plot twist, it was Zac Efron. And he walks into the elevator and him and his friend walk in and he goes, "Hey, what's up?" And I had been like looking, I want to say like at my phone or something. So when he says that, I like look up to give just like a, oh, like, I don't know if he was just like, "Hey, how's it going?" And I was like, "Good, how are you?" If you're not watching on video, it was like I was looking down and I glanced up and then looked back down at my phone. I'm like, oh my God. Because I look up and he had like a beanie on, but then he also had sunglasses, but they were like kind of like,
were his eyes twinkling? Because he has the most gorgeous, memorable blue eyes.
That was why I noticed who it was, because I literally went to make eye contact and be like, "Oh, I'm good. How are you?" And all of a sudden it was like eye contact. It was just shooting into my soul. I was like, so then I'm like, oh my God, I'm like looking back down at my phone, like panicking, like, "That's Zac Efron? Oh my God." And I had answered so nonchalantly and like, "I don't give a fuck who you are," just like half asleep, that I genuinely, him and his friend kind of like almost like chuckled after, because I feel like they were like, "Does this bitch really not know who you are? Like, really?" And then we go up like one more floor and they get off the first floor because they have to go to the Audi thing. And they go to get off and they're like, "Have a good one." And I'm just like, So at this point, I also am sharing an office with Lisa Heiser,
who is
obsessed with Zac Efron. So
she had a cutout. Like, I think she had a cutout of him, a High School Musical cutout.
There was one
of him
in our office.
In her office. Yeah.
So I get off the elevator and I'm like hyperventilating and I'm like, what do I do? Do I go back down and chase him? Do I go? I don't know. So the only person I knew would like share my equal, I don't know, just chaos of what was going on inside my soul and body. But so I run down the hall and I was like, "Lisa." She's like, "What?" Looks very alarmed. I was like, "Zac Efron's in the elevator." And she was like, "What?" And so then we decided that I need to go get a beverage.
Getting a little heated.
I'm like, sorry. Literally, we like go back to the elevator and we hung out on P1 because we're like, well, he's going to have to leave. Like, if he only went to the Audi dealership, he's not going to be there that long. So I think we took, I don't even remember who else it was. We went with someone else and like pretended that we were putting stuff in our car.
For like literally 2 hours, I feel like you guys were just waiting.
It was not 2 hours.
It was like
20 minutes. But 20 minutes, I was like, what are you doing? Not appropriate. But then during that 20 minutes, he finally did come down. And we're like, oh my God, it's happening. Did any of us say anything? Nope.
Which is actually really surprising for Lisa, because she doesn't have a problem asking people for photos. I'll never forget.
Out in public, maybe, but the fact that we're in a parking garage and like you'd have like that's weird creepy to approach someone in a parking garage.
Yeah.
And then he was like on his little skateboard and we just watched him skate away and we're like, why did we just wait here for 20 minutes and not say anything?
I will say though that in that office building, there was an MRI office where people would come to like get their brains checked or their bodies checked.
Didn't you see like
there were so many people I would see?
I saw
Lady Gaga in the parking lot. I saw Liza freaking Minnelli. Okay. Decked out in sequins, head to toe. Gosh, there was someone else that I can't think of. But what I was going to say about Lisa Heiser was that during that time period, and it was like in Beverly Hills where this office was. And so there's a lot of people there like doing business and having important meetings and things. And this story means a lot now, especially because of what has recently happened. But we were eating lunch with a group of people and Lisa started freaking out. And she was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then she like got up. And she's like, I see him. And I was like, who, what is she talking about? And Chadwick Boseman, who so sadly has like tragically passed away, was eating lunch right next to us. And I didn't even know what she was talking about.
We were there for someone's birthday too. Yeah. So there's a bunch of us.
And she went up to him and she was like, hi. Like he was leaving the restaurant. She didn't approach him while he was eating. That's a big no-no.
But he had seen, it was,
he knew that we saw him.
Her and Drew were both freaking out.
Yeah.
And he knew that we saw him. And I think it was, he like made eye contact with Drew or something. And because she was kind of like, excuse me,
please,
and,
no.
can I come hug you? And he kind of gave her like this, like, yeah, but like, and motioned to meet him outside. So then it didn't make a scene.
Yeah. And so he was like, yeah, I'll take a picture with you, but can we go outside? Cause I don't want like a bunch of people. And he was just like, so, so sweet. And oh, I'm still so sad about that. And I love the Zac Efron story because I feel like there were a lot of those moments in that building. There was a lot of like interesting, fascinating people coming and going all the time.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Really quick, not to go on to another one, but do you remember, I think it was literally my second day ever, maybe, as an intern at our old office in Hollywood, that Ryan Gosling was in there, and that we
were
hanging down in the lobby to like hope that we were going to see him. And I remember I was freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, this is my second day. And I'm literally being like, where's Ryan Gosling? Like, you fucking asshole. Like, no, go get work done. And I like panicked and went upstairs because I was like, oh my God, they're going to think that I'm like not doing anything. And Katie and Deidre stayed and interviewed him on their phone about like Disneyland. And I like that clip like resurfaced recently.
Yeah, that's so funny. But working in a lot of these like bigger buildings in LA, it just makes sense that there's like a production company or something in the building. So I feel like just those like weird encounters are actually kind of common. I honestly have a lot of like random stories. In general, I was just thinking about, and you guys pick which story you would like me to share. So I have the story of the time that we became like engulfed in the paparazzi with Taylor Swift at breakfast. That was really crazy. I also have the time that I got pranked by Emma Roberts and Dave Franco, and they tried to like kiss me, and like it was during an interview, and it turned out to be a prank with Casey Neistat. That was actually insane.
That still is just weird.
It was one of the weirdest things ever. And for those people watching that like don't follow Casey Neistat, don't know the whole story, basically they were trying to, the movie studio was trying to create some press for a movie that Emma Roberts and Dave Franco were in. And so they were like, okay, to create some YouTube press, what we're going to do is prank some hand-selected journalists who are also on YouTube and really like give it to them. So long story short, went to the junket, was sitting down in the junket.
I would like to preface this though, yes, with that when they would go do junkets, like they would get flown to do it. Like that wasn't weird. Her and Aaron both got flown to do it. So right off the bat, I was like, why the hell would they have both of them go? The only time they've had a double interview was when Joss and Dana both went and interviewed One Direction and like shared a stool. But that was more to like get them both in a shot interviewing One Direction for like reels later on. Why the hell were we sending two people to New York when there was like other stuff going on too? So right off the bat, I was like, this is super weird. Why?
Yeah,
like,
so it was really, really strange.
Like, no, it's fine. It's not that weird. But then even after seeing it, like knowing that you guys didn't, I was like, well, everything they do in this, I was like, why are they okay with this? Like, you guys really rolled with the punches?
And yeah, so here's the thing. And I'm just going to be super honest when it comes to celebrity interviews, especially in a junket setting. They're so short. They're usually 4 to 5 minutes long. And as an entertainment journalist, you're expected to create the interview of a lifetime within like literally a 3-minute time period and get these people to share the most hilarious, amazing stories with you. So there's a lot of weirdness.
When they're also doing the same interview all day long.
Yes. So there's always like sometimes awkward moments. Of course, you know me, I embrace those. I think that they're even better when it's weird. I'm fine with that. But being someone who's done this for a long time, I was very used to the potential or possibility of anyone I'm interviewing just going completely off the radar. Because I'll be honest, this is absolutely not the first time something weird had happened to me during an interview. Typically, it just gets edited out. Or the movie studio will be like, we're not giving you that footage. So sorry, you can't have it. I'd had that happen a few times. Like if someone kind of went off the rails and like, it was never because of me. It was like, they were just like freaking out. So long story short, we get flown to New York to do this interview. It was super weird that they had requested for two of us to do it, but we were just like rolling with the punches. And the moment that we sat down to start the interview with Emma Roberts and Dave Franco, they were very obviously like wasted, like absolutely hammered during the interview. And they were like, hey, let's play a game together. And we were like, okay, let's do it. And then it turned into this like weird game of truth or dare where they were trying to get me to like flash someone out the window and they were really like peer pressuring me to do it. Then they wanted us to like start like taking shots. And then at one point, Emma Roberts tried to kiss us on the lips.
That was the okay. weirdest part.
Then cut to, we leave the interview and we go to another room to interview the directors of the film. And we sit down and I was like, oh my gosh, that interview was really like really bad and really inappropriate. And I think we're going to get fired. And I also think we're going to get kicked out of this junket because I almost just flashed my boobs to someone out a window on the street of New York. I'm like, that is so unprofessional, like even for an entertainment journalist, right? So we sit down in the second room where we're going to interview the directors. And I notice immediately, okay, because we're just trained to always be on the lookout. I noticed immediately the camera that was on us was rolling. I could see the light. So I was like, okay, not only did that just happen, but we are obviously being filmed right now. Our discussion is being filmed. So I kind of like gave like a little like, okay, don't say anything, sort of like nudge. The director comes in and he's like trying to show us his nipple or something. And I was like, yeah, that ended up getting edited out because I think it was too weird. And he was just like, yeah, here's my nipple. And I was like, what is happening? So the interview ended very abruptly, like very abruptly. And they just left. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're in trouble. A girl from the movie studio comes walking in and she's like, you guys, I need to talk to you right now. And I was like, oh my gosh, like we've been drinking. Someone tried to show us his nipple. Like what is happening? They're like, follow me to this room. We walk in the room and Dave Franco and Emma Roberts are in there laughing at us. And Casey Neistat is laughing at us. And he has all these people filming us. And he's like, we pranked you. You guys are so dumb. And it was truly like the most confusing, but stressful, but exhilarating experience of my life. And I always wonder now, like if I ever see Emma Roberts or Dave Franco out.
Remember when you tried to kiss me?
Yeah. Do you remember that? So that is like super memorable, but still a part of my job, I guess. The Taylor Swift thing was really crazy. Lily was actually there. Were you there for that?
No.
Oh my gosh, I totally thought you were. So it was one Friday at Clever and we were just kind of hungry. So George, who's Lily and I's business partner now, would sometimes be like, hey, a few of us, let's like go grab breakfast. So it was me and George and Lisa Heiser and maybe one other person, I don't remember. And we went over to the spot right by our office to grab breakfast, a really casual place that's only open for breakfast. Yeah, it's only open for breakfast and lunch. And we're sitting there and like we ordered our breakfast and then I went inside to use the bathroom. I was like, oh, I'm going to go inside to use the bathroom. And as I'm walking to the restroom, by the way, I look like a total troll. I was like taking off all my like work clothes and was just wearing sweatpants or whatever. I see this woman who's like a gazelle with the longest, limberest legs I've ever seen in my life. And it was like in her 1989 phase when she had like the bob. She's always wearing like shorts with high heels.
I was wearing like glitter shorts. Yeah.
So I'm like walking out of the restroom after using the restroom and I turn just as she turns and we face each other. It was like, felt like a movie moment. And she just looked at me and I looked at her and I was like, oh my gosh, that is Taylor freaking Swift. And she was there with Soraya. Do you remember Soraya who was on Empire? And it was like right after when Taylor was in like the mode of like her squad and everything like that.
Back when she had a girl squad.
Yeah. And so they were having breakfast, just like two gal pals hanging out. And then like in an experience, I've never seen anything like this before. The paparazzi descended upon the restaurant And it was actually terrifying. And we were sitting on the patio right in front. So when Taylor and Soraya went to leave, it was like absolute wild mayhem. And I've seen paparazzi like a pretty good amount, but I've never seen anything like that. And I cannot imagine what her life must be like on a daily basis.
I was just going to say, I don't think I've ever been somewhere where like a like insane amount of, I've seen like paparazzi waiting outside, but I've never seen them like in action.
Oh, well, I've been paparazzied, as you know, many times.
They thought she was one of the Shaws of Sunset.
Yep. I was once covering an event and they were like yelling at me. They were like, Rita, literally, you guys, this video is on YouTube. Lisa, it's still on YouTube.
It's like crossing the street from afar.
I was doing a red carpet for Ian Somerhalder when he was on Vampire Diaries, was like hosting an event for his charity. And there was a lot of famous people there. And I was just there to interview people. I was definitely not invited. And as I was leaving, the TMZ or X17 or whatever outlet, they were like screaming at me like, Rita, is that you? And I was like, no. And they were like, you're on Shaws of Sunset, right? And I was like, no. And then they just continued to like paparazzi me for like 15 minutes. It was the weirdest experience of my life. The only other time I got paparazzied, like really actually, was when I was leaving a Pretty Little Liars red carpet and I had on sunglasses. And I swear to you, they just thought like, oh, a girl from the show.
They probably thought you were Troy and Belisario.
But you know what's the best part is you can hear, there's a bunch of paparazzi and you can hear that as I walk out, they're like, oh my gosh. And they're all filming me. And then you hear someone say, then you hear one of the paparazzi say, oh, it's okay. It's no one. And then they all stop.
It's like every red carpet I've ever gone to. It's like they hold up your name and it's like all the photographers are like,
they're like, I don't want to
put their cameras down.
But the best part about it is on both of these instances, Lisa Heiser was with me. And you know what she did the moment all this started? She ran. Pretty much fled. Yeah. I was like, you're not even going to help me. I don't know how to get out of this. I don't know what to do. She's like, bye. Have a good life. See you never.
All I can think of is like seeing those play out in like TikTok format where it would be like someone like calling your name and that song where it's like, run.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I feel like those are just a few stories, but I could go on and on about like just encounters in general. Actually, both of us, you and I, have done videos on our YouTube channels of like our best and worst celebrity encounters or like our most memorable. Or I even did some videos that were like celebrities that I knew before they were famous. Like the time I went to lunch at Ariana Grande's house.
That is insane to think of now.
It is really crazy to think of now. But they were lovely and they had a really great sandwich spread. That's my main memory.
Do you know, like, this is more recent and just like the weirdest thing in the entire world. You know, my good friend, Matt, that is the basketball trainer.
Oh yes, of course. Lily's friend is like a high-end basketball trainer.
I've known him since like eighth grade. And, he is, Carl Towns, who
is he a sports person?
I don't follow basketball much, but apparently he's pretty good.
Okay.
Matt's been training him since he was 18. I don't know how old he is now, but he's like his off-season personal trainer. And so they're just like besties now. So he FaceTimed me the other day and he was golfing. And literally Carl like pops his head. He's like, hey, Lily. And I'm just like, in what world am I sitting here with like my zit stickers all over my face and there's an NBA player that's like, hi.
Honestly, though, I think it's really relatable. Like,
actually, though, you'll appreciate this more. Guess who Carl's dating?
Oh, my gosh. Selena Gomez? I have no idea.
Jordan Woods.
Oh, my gosh. That's why I've seen him. He's very handsome. I obviously follow her. I know what she's up to.
That Matt just went golfing with all of them.
Wow. Well, you know what? Tell him I'm happy for them.
And I was like, oh, they wow. Seem you're very, really
they seem like they're
adjacent.
Doing well. That's great. Good for them. you know, it's funny. I even think of like Chris. I feel like he always gets into like weird celebrity experiences because he doesn't know who anyone is ever. He has no idea. And he also used to live with when we first started dating.
I was gonna bring that up.
He he lived with two of the guys in Pentatonics who are super fruit and, you know, still like in touch with them, really sweet guys.
I think so in general,
random famous people would come over to their house all the time and he'd be like, yeah, I met that person. It's like so weird. Well, and
especially in general, I think especially for us, it was weird to meet people that like know who YouTubers are that are our age, especially if you're dating. Like I've had people be like, oh, do you run into people on dating apps that know who you are? And I'm like, no, because I hope that they're not like 30-something-year-old men that are watching Beauty Break. Like, unless they were working in the industry, I would hope that they're not in my demo because we probably aren't. That's a little weird. But so it's weird that it's weird when someone does know who a bunch of people are. So Chris used to design. He had business partners where they did like custom apps for people.
Yes.
And that was actually how the first time I met them is when Jocelyn thought she was being work zoned. They came in and like did a little pitch meeting.
And I was like, is this guy trying to date me or is he trying to work with me? What's going on here?
So they had done apps for Superfruit. They had done it for a few other people. And I feel like even now he'll randomly reference something or like name drop someone that I'm like, what?
And do you know what?
Like, he's friends with John Cena.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like he was like, do you know who Liza Koshy is? I was like, yeah, babe, I've heard of her. She's like amazing. He's like, I used to email with her years ago and he found the emails recently. And obviously Liza was so young at the time. They were so cute. Like she was still managing her own career.
Well, and it's funny because I feel like that's 100% Chris is that he would be like talking to huge people, but he's like, I don't know who they are. And then he's just like super friendly and talkative. So they all like that.
You know, there you go. That's why I say it's just like everybody poops, right? Everyone poops. So we're all the same. And like the more that you treat these mega famous people like they poop, the happier they're going to feel. You know, everyone just wants to feel like that.
When we were just on the shoot in Oregon, the makeup artist was like, you're like the most, I don't want to say it in a way that makes it be like, oh my God, you're so great. She was just like, said something like, you're the most like low maintenance talent I've ever been around on a shoot. And I was like, I think we'd only been there like a day. And I'm like, what would I have been high maintenance? Like, I don't even know what you would have done. And she's like, no, I don't know. Like, I was like, who are you normally working with?
People, you'd be surprised. I think you'd be surprised.
She said that it was less of like, that they were assholes and more just like indifferent and didn't talk to other people. Right. Like they're very like in the zone and then they like perform and then they like retreat back into their
absolutely. And I think that's the reason that you and I get fun opportunities a lot is because the people that just like hanging out with us.
We used to joke that when we were in Paris, we always like, we'll go on brand trips and we'll like make friends with all the ladies that work on the brand team rather than, I mean, we make friends with the influencers too, but we're always like feeling bad for them because we see how hard they're working and we've been in that position. So I feel like in Paris, especially, we were like, are you guys okay? Do you need help?
Is everything all right? Do you guys need a snack or anything?
Like, are we doing everything okay? I feel like that's, especially when you're working for someone else and you know that they're under a lot of pressure, I'm like, tell me what you need me to do.
Absolutely. I know. Well, we could go on and on about this for literally forever because the stories are so rich. And also like both of us grew up outside of LA. So I feel like there's probably even weird stories from our childhood that we could share. So if you guys are
one of my best performing ones is my childhood celeb experiences.
So if you guys are wanting to hear more of these kind of stories, leave us a comment on the YouTube video, send us a DM, drop us something on Instagram over on our shared channel IG and let us know because, I mean, people seem to really like this kind of stuff. And I'm sometimes just like, yeah, this is just the weird life living in Los Angeles.
Well, I've done a couple of the videos now and I like still have at least like 15 other people that I'm like, oh yeah, that happened too.
Exactly. Well, Lil, are you ready to just share well?
Sure.
So long, share well. I hate us so much more now.
All right, Lil, what brought you joy this week?
Oh my goodness. Well, I feel like I always like recommend a TV show or something.
Absolutely.
But lately I feel like I've watched everything there is to watch and I've been getting a little frustrated because we've been in this quarantine for so long that I'm like, oh shit, are we just going to run out of content because like they can't really film that much anymore?
Maybe. But
plot twist, new stuff came out. So I've been watching The Undoing with Nicole Kidman on HBO.
How is that? I haven't watched it. Is it too scary for me?
I wouldn't say it's scary yet. It's kind of like Big Little Lies vibes.
Okay. All right. So love, like, that show. Love that
intense,
show.
Intense, but not scary. So I think you could probably handle it.
Fantastic.
It's been really good. There's one with Kate Mara, and then I don't know what the guy's name is, but I recognize him from stuff too.
Oh, he's in Love, like, Simon. She's like the sexy teacher or something.
Yes. Oh my God. There's only four episodes, and I'm watching it like, what? I know that people are glad that it exists because it shows, like, she gets caught, like the trailer for the show.
She gets caught, right?
The whole thing is about, like, the chaos that erupts after it. So it's like the affair starts so quickly, and it's so, like, just like it happens graphic. So easily. Not even, like, they don't show that much. It's more like a lot of anticipation leading up to it. But I'm just watching like, oh my God, like, I feel like this is not. This it makes it like the typical, like, sexualizing an affair between, especially like a female teacher and a male student, where it's like, oh my God, oh, teenage boy's dream. But I guess it takes a turn. Right now, oh, I'm like watching it and I feel like it's like I shouldn't be watching it. I'm like, this feels inappropriate.
It's so interesting. Like, there was definitely rumors at my high school about like a hot teacher like hooking up with students. I'm just going to say, if I was a teacher, I would never close my door and I would never allow anyone to be in there with me alone, because you just don't know what people are going to say. And also, I mean, it's just like, why would you, like, imagine Lily right now, you're 30. In what world would you ever want to date a 17-year-old? Like, well, it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
And that's also the thing that's confusing about watching the show, is because I Googled it after. The kid is 25 that plays this high schooler. So, like, and Kate Mara doesn't look old. So it's weird because, like, you could put them together in a movie as a similar age couple. Like, it doesn't feel that realistic. But that's, I thought about that too. I'm like, ew. Like, I don't want to date someone that's 25.
I don't get it. I don't
17.
Like, I don't get it at all. No, thank you. Absolutely not. Actually, I will sort of piggyback on that to say that there is a lot of new stuff on Netflix, specifically very cheesy, very terrible holiday movies. And Lifetime is showing 24 hours, or is it Hallmark? 24 Hallmark. Hours a day. Is holiday movies, like the really bad ones that I love, 24 hours a day starting now until the holidays. So there, like, you go. What a blessing.
You can watch all my dark recommendations and then cheer yourself up with all of Jocelyn's holiday movies. Oh, the last one is another HBO documentary just came out, and I think it's only like four episodes. It's called The Murder on Middle Beach, and it's very intense. It's about this mom that gets murdered and they don't know who did it. And they, like, think it was maybe the dad, but, like, no one's been arrested and it was years ago. It's very intense.
Very interesting. Well, the thing that actually brought me joy this week is super random. So one of our friends, Danielle Robay, who
she brings me
her,
joy too.
Go find her on Instagram. She's just, like, so put together and smart. I just love following her. She has been posting a lot over the last year about this company called Noon Nutrition. It's spelled
I love her little animation she does.
Yeah, she does, like, really cool content with them. I actually asked her, I'm like, do you own this company? Do you have equity in this company?
I know.
And she just is, like, a big fan of them. Anyways, she influenced me. I'm totally the person who buys everything that people recommend me on Instagram. Like, it absolutely works on me. That's how I find, like, half the stuff I buy. So I've been struggling, and I don't know if anyone else has, if it's a COVID thing or what. I'm dehydrated all the time. Like, literally all the time.
Me too, but it's not a COVID thing.
So I was,
by,
like,
the way, I interrupted, but it was, it's called Noon, N-U-U-N.
Yes. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try this stuff. And they actually offered to send me some. And I was like, absolutely. And I'm always really skeptical of this stuff that's, like, marketed, like, immediately you're going to be so hydrated. And I'm like, yeah, that's some bullshit. Let's see what happens. You guys, oh my gosh. I put one of those little packety packs inside my water bottle, which is huge. And I felt better immediately.
She had sent me some a while ago and I tried them and I liked them and then I ran out and then I just never re-upped. But I remember they make I think the one I was using makes your water carbonated.
Yeah. And they have ones that like make, it does add a little like bubble. Mm-hmm. And they make all different flavors and they're like mild. They're not gross. And the thing is, I struggle with just like drinking water because it's like boring. So if I can add a flavor to it, I'm here for it.
And I love a good, some carbonation. It's nice.
Absolutely. So if you guys are looking for something, and this is not Spawn, this is just like literally something I love, I recommend trying it out. They probably sell it online and I would guess like
at I should
like
try it again.
Whole Foods and stuff like that. And we'll, maybe we can put it in the show notes to a little linky link to new nutrition. And with that, I think this episode of Overshare is over.
Indeed.
Indeed it is.
We'll be here next week.
Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Please share this on socials and tag us so that we can see you.
And also don't forget subscribe. To comment and leave your over it.
Oh, yes. And subscribe. Rate us 5 stars. Yes, please, that. We beg of you. And leave us a review. That's please. All. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye. Bye.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.